What the Fact right now, you're listening to Chris Borges, Verse the Beast Podcast Zaps Hash 129 of the Zombie Apocalypse Pandemic Survival with your host, that super hot sexy guy I keep hearing about all over town, Chris Borges.
Zaps number 128. Thank you all for tuning in today. This is your host, Chris Borges, of the Chris Borges Verse the Beast Podcast. I want to say first and foremost, thank you to everybody who listened to my podcast, my friends, family, followers, and new guests. Thank you all for tuning in. It is 2 o'clock here, bright, beautiful, hazy, cloudy today though, but still beautiful and nice weather out. A bit foggy this morning, but it's 2 o'clock now here in the afternoon and the fog's cleared up. And it is Monday, December 6th, 2021. So stoking for Christmas, for the new year, for all my upcoming events and stuff coming up. Just really happy and excited for everything in general. Well, some great news actually. Put some money in the bank. Got my guitar and my iPod out of the pawn shop, and went on Amazon and bought a smog test scan and can scan tool, I guess it's called, and I think it's called from an Altel. The brand's called Altel. I just ordered it, and I think I also got like a tire gauge with like, I mean, it's a super cool tire gauge. Because it also has a built-in like seat belt cutter in case you get into an accident or you need to get out for emergency. It literally has like a little slicer inside that you can just slash your seat belt open with it, with this tire gauge. And it's only like $13 on Amazon. And it also comes, and the thing is, the other cool thing is it's also has a built-in window glass breaker. So it has this little like metal, super sharp metal pointy end piece on it, on the butt end of it, that I believe you can just like tap the window super hard and it'll just shatter probably. I'm assuming. So needed to get that, because that's really, I mean, it's, you know, I haven't seen that on any other tire gauge, so I got it for sure. And what else did I get? I got a charging doctor, or a charge doctor it's called, and it reads the volts and the amperage of like chargers and your laptop and all kinds of devices. It's a really cool thing, and it's cool to see. You can actually measure how much amperage, how much voltage is from your charger is going into your cell phone while it's charging, or via your laptop or any kind of other electronic device that you have with this charging doctor. I think I only paid like $13 for it too as well. And I can't wait to test it out on just my chargers and my laptop and all that kind of stuff and all my devices. It's just to see what kind of amperage and ohms and voltage is going into it, and you know, just seeing if I need to get new chargers or whatnot for each electronic device. Hilarious stuff. I just do a whole, you know, it's really nerdy, like electronic repairing stuff. But I'm into it. I really like learning about that stuff. Super cool. Been learning a lot this last night and this morning, listening to a lot of music and just watching a lot of TV and stuff like that. And I also, funnily enough, I actually checked out Forbes.com and looked up like the 10 top richest people in the world. And, you know, it's hilarious because, like, I believe like 8 out of 10 of them probably, or even like all of them almost, just about, everybody's from the United States. It's like the richest person in the world. That's like the Elon Musk, obviously, Jeff Bezos, Bill Gates, all those guys, Mark Zuckerberg, all those business gurus and tech guys and stuff like that. They're like the richest in the world, and they're from the United States. So I just thought it was funny, you know. But they Forbes actually had like a huge list. I believe it went up to even like the hundreds, like, you know, the top 1,000 richest people in the world. And they're scattered all over, you know. I mean, all over, you know. But the top 10, they got like the 100 billion, 200 billion, 300 billion, and the rest of the billionaires are like waste. You know, it goes, trickles further and further down the line to where there's only, you know, at the bottom of the list are probably like a guy with 1 billion or 2 billion or something like that. So hilarious stuff. First time I checked out Forbes, Forbes.com, and I thought it was just hilarious just to see all that kind of statistics on wealthy people, I guess, you know, money guys. So, you know, it's I love to learn about that stuff because, you know, those guys, you know, the business gurus and all those people who do business stuff, I love learning about them and who they are and their history and what they're about and, you know, what they say in interviews and just kind of lessons and tips they give you along the way. Just about work, life, business, all that kind of just important stuff. And, you know, it's amazing, you know. I just love to learn about that stuff and what they know, because obviously they know more than I do about business and money and all that kind of stuff, because they have it. So, and I don't. So I love to learn about all that kind of business stuff, because I very much am a hard worker, I believe. I do have many, many, many endeavors and many businesses that I run. The thing is, you know, I'm only one person. I only can chip away as much as I humanly can. humanly throughout the day. So it ain't much. You know, literally like peanuts I get done. You know, from basic upkeep to just, you know, obviously shower, eating, organizing, cleaning up, doing chores and whatnot. You know, laundry, this and that, to running errands in my car and all that kind of stuff. And you know, by the end of it, by the time I get any time before I go to work, it's just like this little, you know, fragment of a moment that I get to, like, you know, watch TV or something like that and learn stuff. So hilarious, you know, just life in general. You know, you think I'd be so much farther along now that I'm, you know, 34, hitting 35 years old. You know, you'd think I would, you know, be learning so much more. But the honest truth is, the average person just doesn't have enough free time, you know, to. This is just in my opinion, you know, in my honest opinion, there's just not enough time in the day with a full-time job and, you know, everything else going on. Could be called an excuse, literally, but I just feel like it's like that, you know. That's just my opinion, you know. And, you know, I do see the other side of the coin too as well, is, you know, you work as hard as you earn and all that kind of stuff, and you can overwork and, you know, be very, very, very hardworking every single day and get a lot farther ahead. I don't know. Everybody works at their own pace, and I work at my own pace, and obviously I'm like the slowest turtle in the race because I don't have anything. Pretty much. You know, I've got things. I've got, you know, I've got a couple, you know, I've got some money. I've got, you know, all my necessities and all that kind of stuff and everything that, you know, I guess myself would want. At the moment, of course, I want more things, but I'm super happy with what I have right now at the moment, I guess, you know, minus some business supplies and stuff like that. But other than that, I'm actually a pretty happy guy at the moment, you know, and I'm sure it's got that happy meter is going to go further and further down the line, further and further down, with the more knowledge I gain along the way. So just hilarious stuff in general. I want to say I apologize to you, Isaiah, my new friend on YouTube that keeps messaging me on top of this thing about the volume issue. Yes, I learned about that after I uploaded it. But the thing is, yesterday I was in a super rush and I had no time to redo the entire thing. So I'm almost 100% sure, 99.9% sure, the volume's, I think, good to go on this. On 128. So thank you so much, Isaiah, for the heads up on the volume issue. You know, apologize for that, everybody, yesterday with 127, but, you know, what can I do? It's what I created. It's what happened. The volume got messed up along, you know, right off the bat. So I didn't know about it to the end of the podcast when I was, you know, when I checked it out. But hey, what can you do? It happens. I'm still in the early stages of being a podcast host and all that kind of stuff, so just hilarious. You know, with any endeavor, you know, like I always say, before you make $1 million, you're going to make a million mistakes. So that's, you know, this is part of it. This is part of the learning process for me to get really good. This probably is like a, you know, a solid 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 person thing. you know, running a podcast, you know, and I'm doing it, I do everything by myself. So forgive me for the lack of attention, I guess, at that particular junction. It's tough, you know, it's super tough. I have all this, you know, electronic gear and stuff that I use. I also run an anchor that, you know, zaps on Anchor as well too on my phone that I record while I'm doing this podcast. So I'm talking through you to everybody that can see me on YouTube and stuff like that. But I also got everybody who can only hear me on Anchor. So I'm running a lot of shows here, guys. So forgive me for the mess ups. It's a miracle. I mean, it's a miracle upon a miracle. I mean, I'm even, you know, able to do this stuff. You know what I mean? I don't know anybody else is doing it like this. So it's just hilarious at the moment. But I did get my guitar out of the pawn shop. I'm not going to play guitar right now unless, I don't know, unless I feel like it, I guess. I just kind of just don't feel like it, I guess, at the moment. I don't know, maybe because I don't feel like it, maybe I should just jam for you guys, right? How do you guys think? Yeah, and I wanted to ask, you know, just some viewers, whoever watches my podcast or just happened to stumble upon it, what do you guys think of the podcast, you know, so far? And if you guys haven't done so already, please give me a like and subscribe. I'd really appreciate it. Thank you. Back to the podcast. Yeah, and just tell me your thoughts. You know, does it suck? Does it super suck? Is it pretty cool? Is there any funny moments? Do I, you know, invoke any type of humor, any type of emotion in particular? I'd love to hear you guys' thoughts in the comments. Any new guests, any of my family members, friends, followers, anybody would like to just comment. Give me some tips of some new topics to talk about that you'd be interested in possibly. You know, I do a wide multitude of other things besides podcasting. I also am a musician as well. I am also a seller. I sell all kinds of things: small things, big things, little things, big things. You name it, I sell many of things on eBay, Amazon, OfferUp, Craigslist, Facebook Marketplace, and many other things. Besides that, I do short film cartoon animations. I'm an actor and a film director. I have a Float of the Skyfaller available, coming out April 22nd of next year. So be on the lookout for that little short film. It's a 30-minute short film movie of me completely just directing and acting in the movie, the whole thing. And it's just a hilarious little movie, you know. But it's my movie. It's the best I can do by myself. You know, all this stuff I'm doing by myself. Even my music project I'm doing by myself. And I can tell you I'm really proud on this third album coming out. And I'm actually really proud of the second album that actually I put out. You know, I mean, and the thing with me is my personality type, I just found out last night, is, and I always knew this, it's like I'm called an advocate, INFJ type of personality. An advocate personality. You know, with my brain and my type of thinking, I'm very much a perfectionist in every aspect of my life. From my relationships, I want the perfect relationship, I want the perfect job, I want the perfect position, I want the perfect town, everything. I'm a perfectionist. It's very much a sickness and a curse at the same time. You know what I mean? Because it's true. Everything that I seen on the personality test last night, Reading through the whole entire thing, because it was super accurate. I'm not gonna lie, it was dead on accurate. Anybody can look this up. You go on Google and you look up, just type in personality test. It's like one of the very first ones that pops up. Personality test, da 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 da. You know, and you know, it was scary accurate. Super super surprising. You know, and it said I'm one of the rarest, types of personalities one could have. You know, and I'm sure it's just a joke probably, because they know how I think. They know I'm all about super rare, super this and that kind of a thing. Like I love super rare, I love that kind of thing. But it's just hilarious, you know, just the whole thing, you know. It was just very very accurate, you know. And you can pay like $50, $20, or $80, or whatever have you it was for the full package, the Dio or like the super basic plan or whatever like that. But I didn't do any of it. I just did the basic free just personality test, and that's what it said. You know, I don't need it to go any further than that. And the thing is, you know, with my personality, obviously, as an advocate, you know, I very much am like a super perfectionist in every aspect of my life. Reiterating myself once again, it's like, you know, everything has to be right, you know, or else there'll just be turmoil in my spirit, in my mind, everything like that, until everything's just exactly the way that I feel like it needs to be. You know what I mean? And that's why I do, you know, that's why I gravitate towards, you know, entrepreneurship, business, you know, owning my own business, doing all this stuff, is because that's how my brain thinks. That's just the way it works. That's the way my genetics are. It's just in me to want to do that, you know, to not be subservient to rule, you know. That is the way, you know, my mind works, and I'm sure a lot of, you know, many other people's minds works, you know. But it says very much so, like, you know, I'm one of those types of personalities that or mindsets that, you know, will figure it out and will chop down every single tree to get to that point, because it's just one of those things that I just have to do. It everything has to mesh to me. My business, my jobs, my businesses that I own, my money, everything like that, you know. So that's why I'm so hardworking. It's just there's no other way that I can live my life, that I can actually live my life. I need to make these things happen, else I just will never feel fulfilled or satisfied, and I'll probably just, you know, if I give up, it'll just be the end. You know what I mean? So that's why, you know, that's why I push so hard every single day, because I know it's possible. I know the steps it takes to get to that point. This is one of those steps, is doing the podcast every day, doing my business, my eBay, all my reselling and stuff like that every single day, doing, you know, making money, going to work every single day, doing all my books and all that every single day, making my video game, all that kind of stuff, making my short film animation, doing my Wave G Clay photography prints, doing, you know, selling all my original inventions and creations and all that kind of stuff, and all my brands and all that kind of stuff. So, you know, everything I say, you know, isn't created yet. It's all just, you know, it's all just, you know, it needs to be fleshed out, you know, into real life, like all this stuff. Like, of course, I made the books, I made this and that, I do have a, you know, business and all that, but like, you know, just getting specific, like, I haven't made my video game yet. My movie still isn't completely finished. My third music album isn't still completely finished. You understand? So it's like, it's not finished yet. It's just, it's in the works of being finished. And I'm only one person, so I only can chop one tree down at a time. So, you know, it's just everyday super hardworking grind. It's just super hardworking battle. You know, every day I wake up, it's just battle. It's just go to work, do this, you know, do this and do that. And it's usually super hard to do. But I'm willing to go through it because I want to see this stuff to come to fruition, just because I think it's very interesting. I'm one of those types of personalities, or one of those types of people that I love to learn in general. That's why I'm into like auto mechanics, auto mechanic repairing, house building, electronical gadgets like laptops, cell phones, all that kind of stuff. I'm really into like tech and all that kind of stuff. I love to learn about all this kind of really cool stuff that interests me, you know? Of course, eventually it's all, you know, it always was making me money. I've been making money on eBay, Amazon, like, you know, Facebook, OfferUp, Facebook Marketplace, OfferUp, Craigslist for a very long time, ever since I was little. You know, and this is all just self-taught, self-learned stuff. There's nobody ever that ever showed me stuff. I just watched, you know, gurus and stuff like that on YouTube and just learned from them and just imitated what they done, or just, you know, applied, you know, information that they taught me and just, you know, contorted it into my own, you know, application of my own real life, and then going out and making the businesses, doing the deals, doing the sales. Obviously, there was a big learning curve where, you know, everybody loses a lot of money in the beginning because they don't know what they're doing. And it's all that. It's just building up the skill. It's just building up the skill and all that kind of stuff, and the perseverance and tolerance and determination and discipline to make all this stuff come to fruition, to actually make money, you know, obviously, you know, because this is a money world that we live in. And, you know, I mean, it's all about making the money, you know. Because if you have the money, you can get the house, you can get the car, you can get, you know, you can provide for your family, you know, health, you know, when the health, the dental, the retirement, the college, the education, the everything, you know. So you really make what you know, what you're capable of doing in this world. You know, you really earn your keep in this world. You know, whatever you've amassed within your mental power is what you will reap monetarily from this world. Because, you know, if you're the one that knows how to build a rocket, you're the one that's going to get paid the rocket paycheck. If you're the one that knows how to fix any car in town, you're the one that's going to get the car paycheck. You're going to get the car cash, you're going to get the rocket cash, you're going to get the, you know, business cash, all that kind of stuff. It's all on one's mind. It's all in the mind. You know, what can you do? What are you capable of doing? Are you capable of making business sales and transactions with people? Do you know how to make that kind of thing happen? Do you know how to make people pay you for your services and all that kind of stuff? Do you know how to get clients and customers to pay you money to do a certain service? All that stuff goes into correlation with life and all that kind of stuff in general. That's why I do this podcast, to reach a very mass audience of people to conduct business with eventually, whether they love my personality or they just love the podcast in general, and the topics and stuff like that, and they want to buy a Zaps t-shirt or a Zaps jacket or Zaps, you know, merch, like a wristband or stickers or any of that kind of stuff. You know what I mean? Zombie apocalypse, pandemic, survival stuff, Chris Porges vs. the Beast podcast stuff. You know, this is like the main center, the main hub of my entire conglomeration, of my corporation, is this podcast. You know, obviously, it's going to be this, and it's going to be my eBay selling account, my Amazon selling account, all of it will be this massive web that is my business. You know what I mean? It is who I am. It is my business. I own it. You know, so I run it. I own it. I built it off the ground. I built it from nothing. So it's just, you know, that is, you know, very hard to amass if you don't know how to do it correctly. Fortunately, somehow, I honestly believe I do know how. And I think it's just because of that blinding confidence in me that I've always had, that I just, it doesn't matter what adversity or what hell or high water may come. I don't care about that. I don't care about the negative consequences, because I honestly feel like not doing it is worse, you know, not trying is way worse than trying and failing or coming through some kind of, you know, insanely massive hurdle to overcome or some super huge problem that I don't know how to fix. I'd rather fall trying than not trying at all. And that's why I've been so successful in all my businesses, because I'm willing to die for it. I'm willing to work every single day for it. I don't regret any mistake I've ever made, because it actually was a very, very positive learning lesson, along the way. And, and I can honestly say to you guys, you know, I've never been to college. I've never been the straight A student that, you know, teachers or people around me praised, but I always had this belief in me that, you know, none of that really matters, anyway. It is completely up to you if you want to even work hard at all. I mean, it is one's choice and free will of their life to learn all these things, because you don't have to. you can just be mundane and just, like, you not know much and get ripped off left and right from every other person around you that knows more than you and is more business minded and business set to rip you off and to take every penny that you have, laughing to their family and their friends along the way. You know what I mean? So it definitely is a invisible war going on, monetarily, with everyone, even between their spouse, their loved ones, and their families. There's definitely an I call it the great money war. That's what it is, to be blunt with you all, everybody knows it, I don't have to say it. I just, this is my podcast and I can talk about whatever I want. So that's what I talk about, and that's literally why I call my podcast the Zombie Apocalypse Pandemic Survival, because it literally is, we live in a world, if you read the Bible, we live in a world where, there's an evil darkness that shrouds this world, that consumes this world, of evil principalities and whatever have you, evil darkness, Satan, Lucifer, whatever kind of name you want to call it, it's definitely prevalent, in everything and everyone, everyone is infected, even the ones that are aware of it and they try to rebuke that stuff and repent from that stuff, you're still infected because you're part of this world. And the thing is, and that is my pun on the title of this podcast, that it's just a pun. It's just a play on words. It's the Zombie Apocalypse Pandemic Survival, but isn't it kind of the Zombie Apocalypse Pandemic Survival when you think about it? I mean, isn't it going to work and struggling for, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12 hours every single day? Isn't that a survival? What would be the opposite of survival? Leisure, I guess the word that comes to my mind is a leisure, or like a hanging out or calmness or peace. For heaven's sake, so that's why I call it the Zombie Apocalypse Pandemic Survival. It's because it's a survival. This is a survival game. And the thing is, there's no fairness. There's no right. There's no fairness to it. Some people, they just were born with a 7 deuce off suit. A mom and dad that just had you on a whim, one of them was probably completely broke, heaven forbid if both of them are completely broke, and didn't know anything about business and life and working and making, making a life for oneself. There's no fairness to it. You could have been born with no limbs, no legs, no arms. You could have been born paralyzed, blind, multiple, physical and health problems and stuff. That, life isn't fair. It doesn't care if how you feel. It's just you live it to whatever God has planned for you, and you make the choices. All you have is just your choice to do whatever you're going to do before, God knows when you're going to die, And so what, since I'm aware of that, that harsh truth of reality, that, no one is in control, no matter how much money you have. We're all going to go. That's it. Obviously, you can make kids and stuff like that, and basically have them be duplicates of you or whatever, if you're trying to, prolong your life or whatever have you, whatever it may be that you're trying to do. But, that's a very morbid way to look at it, but I'm just trying to say to you guys, you know, like, you know, God's in control. No one really is in control, you know. You're going to do what you're already predestined to do, you know, genetically, you know, figuratively, any way you want to put it. You're going to do what you're going to do regardless, because it's your mind. It's what God gave you. Your eyes are literally just a window to a show that's playing out whether you want it to or not. I truly believe that each one of us are making decisions that we are not even consciously aware of. You know, God just gave us our mind, and our mind will do whatever it's going to do. Whether it wants to make money, whether it wants to commit suicide, whether it wants to harm people, whether it wants to do good for everyone around the world or do harm to every single person around the world or whatever have you. That's why there's law. That's why there's justice. There's a justice system. That's why there's police officers. That's why there's government officials. That's why there's judges, all that kind of stuff. Because you need that. Because, you know, we're very much animals, you know. As much as humans believe that, you know, we're so much, you know, up the hierarchy scale of say, you know, monkeys, dolphins, apes, whales, ants, lizards, this and that. We are very, very much so, if you look at yourself in the mirror, we are very much animals, 100%. You know, we just have this very high ideal of ourselves, I believe, most of us do. That, like, you know, we are like some kind of supreme special being compared to animals in this world. And I really feel that we are actually just animals that just think that we're higher up the plateau of, say, a Komodo dragon or a hamster or a rat or a mouse or a rodent or, you know, something, you know, or a snake, you know. Who knows? Maybe even the ape or the snake or the Komodo dragon thinks it's better than us. And they think we're just stupid things that just, like, love to give it food and stuff. Probably, right? We look at them, we think they're just, like, blank. They have this blank brain in their head, you know, with nothing going on. They probably look at us like the exact same way, you know. Look at ants. I mean, just look at ants for 1 second on the ground. They're not even aware they're about to die. When you have when this big giant human is over them, hovering his foot over you know, over them, they have no fear. They don't even understand that they're about to die if you put your foot over them. Like, just with one moment's thought, you can just put your foot down and crush them inconsiderably, and they'd be smushed and go to ant heaven for sure, right? So, you know, what is there to say that, you know, that we're completely oblivious to some kind of, like, you know, invisible alien force that's constantly around us or above in the sky watching us at all times, but they're just so technologically advanced that we are just like the ants and are completely oblivious that they could just, like, evaporate the entire cosmos with the push of a button. It's the exact same thing. So, you know, if you ask me, you know, we are all equal in every aspect of the word. Every animal, every person, we're all equal. And that's all I got to say about that. You know, that's just the best way I could put it. Next topic. What was I getting back to? I don't know why I just wanted to keep talking about the top 10 richest, but just it just seems interesting to me, like, you know, because I still have yet to dive deep into, you know, Elon Musk, Bill Gates, Jeff Bezos, Larry Page, Warren Buffett, you know, all those big tycoon business guys, Steve Jobs, you know, all those guys, you know. And the thing is, you know, it's the reason. Well, I'll show you the reason why I'm going into it. I go into it because I want to learn the information that they know that I don't know. Okay, that's why I'll be watching their interviews and what the responses are. You know, you know, I care for them as much as I care for the next person. Because I honestly believe everyone is equal, no matter how much money you have, no matter how much stuff you got laying around in your house, your bedroom, your mansion, your village, your country, whatever you want to call it. We're all the same, no matter what, if you ask me. Just because you have so much money that you can just, like, you know, boss me around or boss the, you know, the next million other guys around to do whatever you got to do, doesn't mean that you're better or worse than any, you know, than the next guy. We're all, you know, if you ask me, we're all brothers and sisters. We're all the same. We're all equally united. We're all one family. We're all one species. You know, zombie. My phone just full on fell down. Whoa. Yikes. Okay, my phone just fell down full on. But yeah, so it's, you know, it's just, you know, it's just, that's why I call it the zombie apocalypse pandemic survival, you know, it's because, the zombie apocalypse part, because, like, you know, it's like, it really does feel like you're a zombie, you know, in this world, you know, it feels like, because I don't have, you know, $200 billion in my bank account, just because I don't have $200 billion, you know, just because I don't have $200 billion, that means that I have to work for you. You know, I have to work for Jeff, I have to work for Elon, I have to work for Bill. All that kind of stuff, you know what I mean? I have to go work at their warehouse, or package all their stuff, or do this and that. Because they're the boss, they have all the money, they can do whatever, they can say whatever they want to me, and I'll do it because I get paid whatever, $15 an hour, $25 an hour, whatever it is. But the thing is, you know, it's how it's always been. Since the beginning of time. Probably, right? You know. And again, I don't know everything, guys. You know what I mean? I don't know everything. Obviously, I'm just talking just from my right now understanding of everything in my life and my situation, my experiences and stuff. I'm just talking from that. Obviously, I'm not God. I don't know everything. But I would like to say that, you know, it's not cool. It's fair and all, because they have the money and they'll pay me to do this and that, but it feels like it's not right. I'm just going to leave it at that. It feels like it's not right. Sometimes. And why do I say that? Because I feel like some, you know, for the most part of it all, I feel like people shouldn't boss other people around. I feel like it's almost a childish thing to do. I feel like every individual person should have the right to be completely free and to do whatever they want. At every point in the day, including work time. And that, you know, that's just my opinion. That's just the way I feel. You know, I'm going off a feeling here, you know, and this is the Zombie Apocalypse Pandemic Survival. This is Chris Borges, First of Beast Podcast. This is about my feelings. This is about my thoughts, how I'm doing, you know, this is about my money, my money village, and, you know, my businesses and what I do for work, and how, just whatever I want to talk about. This is my podcast, and that's how I feel. And already, I'm getting defensive because I know I'm wrong. But why should that feel wrong? Why should that feel wrong for me to say that? When I truly feel that's the right, that's what I honestly feel. That it is not okay that because one person just so happened to amass of a ton of coins, just because he was disposed to it, or his family earned it and he has it now, or he self made it and he made it himself. And everybody wants his coins. But he has a business to run. and he has his own businesses, and he'll pay you his coins, but you have to help him work out his business. I understand. Don't get me wrong, you guys. I understand that part 100%, clear as day. I know that. I know that's how life is, and I know how that's how life works. But in some weird, strange, you know, corner of the room, you know, kind of frightened, you know, little naked person, like, you know, they just got out of a, you know, psychiatric ward type of deal kind of guy. I honestly, you know, there's something in me that says that's not right. There's that crazy guy in the corner in my mind that's saying, I don't think that's right. In some crazy Twilight Zone, only aired one episode and it got banned in like 50 countries kind of a way. You know, so that's just my thought on it, you know. You know, being a zombie all day, you know, and just, you know, working all the time. You know, you would think if you only had one life to live, that you'd probably want to have a lot of good times and a lot of fun, for sure. Like, you'd probably want to be at the beach every day, hanging out with people you love with, if you know you're going to die so quick. But the thing is, why people don't is because they got to pay for their dental. They have to fix their teeth. They have to fix their car. They have house payments. They have kids that they need to feed and get, you know, make them go to school. Give them an education and buy them stuff and buy your wife stuff and buy the family stuff. I mean, money. It never ends. It's money eternal. That's the way I look at it, you guys. It's money eternally. Now, and that's the thing is, it's such a scarcity. It's money is so scarce that it's so hard to come by that people, you know, they'll die for it. They'll literally die for it. And the thing is, you know, and I'm just speaking from experience, you guys. Don't slam me here. Don't throw the stones at me here. I'm just a messenger. But I'm just saying that you know, it's crazy, isn't it? Okay, stop everything. Just everybody just stop. Stop working. And just think about it for just a minute. What if we all just stopped? Like, literally just stopped. For like, I don't know, a year? A year. And just chilled. Full on just chilled. Just like, sat down. You know, make a cup of coffee. You know, throw yourself in the oven a pizza and, like, you know, learn stuff on your computer and your laptop and just play video games, hang out with your family and do that. Wouldn't everybody be way, way more happier, or am I crazy? Anybody? I don't know. That sounds like a lot way more funner than the latter, than the keep working. I'm just saying it. I'm a podcast host. I can say whatever I want. You know, I'm just saying it. Wouldn't it be way awesome? I think it would. It would be super to me. I don't even care if anybody's even around. That'd be awesome. I could catch up on news, on learning all this cool stuff. I can play video games. I can do this and that. I can do, you know, every single day for a whole year. That'd be awesome. So, that's all I'm saying. You know, and I know every single rebuttal that can possibly come. Don't get me wrong. I know what you guys are thinking. Like, freaking lazy Christopher trying to get everybody to not work for a whole year, this and that. Trying to make everybody late. Whatever. You know, it's just my opinion. I just think it'd be cool. You know, and I think you know what? And I'm going to say it. You know, I honestly believe people earn that. You know, yeah, that's why they got 2 weeks leave, this and that. Yeah, yeah, that's why we got weekends, you know, holidays, this and that. But the thing is, I don't know. That if I was the president, I would do that. If I owned the world, I would give everybody a year off. Like, man, we only got one life, that's why, you know. So I'd maybe like every 5 years, maybe even once every decade, just have 365 days of fun. Just do your thing. You know, and paychecks would be coming. That'd be awesome. That's all I'm saying. I know it's never going to happen, probably, unless, you know, people listen to me and make that happen. But I'm just saying, that'd be super cool. I think everybody would be a lot happier. You know, who knows? I don't know. You know, this is, you know, the whole thing is so twisted and skewed. That's why that it's just, you know, it feels like, you know, we're forced to work so that we don't learn anything, so that we're always stuck in just this rut of just never learning anything and just constantly working, moving around, being tired and having to fall asleep as soon as we get home to wake up and then, you know, scramble and then not have any time to learn and do that over and over and over every single day, every single week until you die. You know, it's almost like it's almost as if the government and if the people in power don't want us to learn anything at all, because If we get smarter than them, then it would be a threat. You know, if we had like, you know, then we'd be so smart that we know how to make all this money. Then the traditional way of working a job that you hate. All this stuff. You know, so, And I know there's some crazy right thing that I just said right there, and I just nailed it right up, you know, I just nailed life right dead smack in the center or something like that, you know, with what I just said. But, you know, it's true, you know, it's just, it feels so true, you know, it has to be. It feels so true that it just has to be what I said, you know, that the powers that be that are in control, the evil principalities that rule over this earth, don't want the everyday regular people, the working class people, to get an education, to understand more than they do, to be at a level that is dangerous to them, you know. Because me, to tell you the truth, I love to learn. I really do. I love to learn more than anything. I love learning about stuff. I love learning about this program that I record for you guys on. You know, OBS. I love learning about phones, laptops, electronics, gadgets. How this and that works. What does this do? What does that do? Thing is, my mind doesn't have that much capacity, it feels like, to retain all this information. So it's this constant just learning all the time. And, you know, so it's just that. You know, it's just very tough to retain everything. But thing is, yeah, just hilarious in general. And, you know, maybe, you know, I'm not going to apologize for this podcast. I'm just saying, it's just really cool, interesting stuff. You know, I like to hear his thoughts on it or whatever. It's a cool topic. Other than that, I went, nothing else much going on. You guys, I just went to, I guess it's called, went to Carl's Jr., got a breakfast burger combo and, that's about it. And I think that was a great podcast for today. I got some hot fries right here I just bought some hot fries too. So it's literally like hot fries and some Coke. And that's it, you guys. That's all I got going for today. super good. I love hot fries a lot. Thank you all for tuning in. I gotta go to work in a bit. This has been Chris Borges vs. the Beast Podcast, Zaps 128 of the Zombie Apocalypse Pandemic Survival. And I want to say, again, thank you to my family, friends, followers, and new guests that watch. If you haven't done so already, give me a like and hit that like button and hit that subscribe button. I'd really appreciate it. Thank you guys so much again for tuning in, and I'll see you guys tomorrow afternoon, Tuesday, for Zaps number 129. Thank you all for tuning in again. P.S. And I want to say, I am getting better with this music stuff, so just, you know, bear with me and we should get through it together. So let's try it. Okay, so you guys have a great one, and I'll see you guys later.